A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Ches. Baba Metzia 8a. Pagination is 15. We're starting from about 7 lines from the top of the page. At the end of the line, Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, we've been dealing with a number of cases of Metzia, an ownerless object sitting in public area. And somebody or somebodies pick this item up and acquire it. And in this passage, we're going to explore the concept of acquiring something for somebody else. We readily understand that if this item is indeed ownerless, either because it just is there, it's a ownerless tree that fell and there's some firewood and it's just ownerless, or as we discussed on other occasions, that it once had an owner, but that owner was Miyayish, he gave up hope of finding it. We have an example of an item that has already grown mold and it's just clear that it's been here for a very long time. The item is ownerless. So we readily understand that a person can acquire it for themselves. What we're going to explore now is if that person can, instead of acquiring it for himself, acquire it for somebody else. Is that possible? And the discussion is going to be related to a topic on Yud Amud Aleph, which says, Chav la'acharini, if your act of acquisition, which is not for yourself, is going to be to the detriment of other people, can you really make that move on behalf of somebody else? So Rami Bar Chama takes the position, which is the way we paskin. Zosomeres, from our Mishnayis, you can see. Hamagbia Metzia Lachaveiro Kana Chaveiro. If a person does an act of acquisition on this ownerless object on behalf of his friend will acquire it. The Isaka Daitach, because if you thought Lokana that it doesn't work, Chavero, that his friend doesn't acquire it, Te'os says Zu, this case that we're considering the possibility that two people literally acquired the item at the very same time. So imagine a large item or a heavy item, and one of them picks up one side, and then the other picks up the other side. So they become partners in the act of acquisition, because each of them is relying on the other one to lift the item totally off the ground so that it should be a kinyan. Because if you don't rely on each other, that they're helping acquire it for the other person, kimisha manachas al gabi karka. The other side, if the other person's work isn't helping for me, is as if it's still lying on the floor. And no one would be kone. Elolav shmamino, Rami Bar Chama says, it must be shmamino, hamagbia metzia lachavero kana chavero. You are able to effect acquisition on behalf of someone else. And so, as the Sma describes it in Reish Samech Tes, Sifkatan Beis and Sifkatan Gimel, we're describing a case where there's this larger or heavier item, and each one is picking up his side. First one picks it up. He didn't acquire it yet because he didn't get it off the ground. And then the other one lifts it up, and then simultaneously they both acquire the item. Amar Rava, Rava offers a dissenting view. La'olam emalach hamagbia metzia lachaveru lo kana chaveru. I could very well say that lifting something for somebody else is not an acquisition. However, over here, hacha hanitayma, migu dezachi lenafshei zachinami lachavrei. Because he acquires it for himself, he's acquiring it for his friend. It's like a piggyback. Because the second person is acquiring the item for himself, he's assisting the first person in his act of acquisition. But if you are unrelated to the act, then perhaps the act would be meaningless. And again, as we mentioned, because it's chav la'acharini, it causes obligation to other people who are eligible to acquire this item. They can no longer do so. So if you'd acquire it for yourself, fine. But if you're acquiring it for someone else, and you are not party to the acquisition, you're not a partner in it, then Rava says it could be it doesn't work. In Shulchan Aruch, as I mentioned, we find that we paskin like Rami Bar Chama, Simen Reish Samach Tes, in Choshen Mishpat, Seif Aleph, Hamagbia Metzia Lachavero, Afapi Shelo Omar Lo Klom Zochaba. If a person lifts up a found object, an ownerless object, on behalf of his friend, it's assumed to be a zchus, it's a merit, he's acquiring assets, it's assumed to be for his benefit, and therefore he acquires it even though there was no agreement or exchange of words beforehand. He simply picked it up for the other person. In Sif Beis we find, Shinayim Shehigbiyu Mitzia, if two people lifted this ownerless object together, Kan'uha Shinehem, they would both acquire it. And quite interestingly, the Gra writes in Sif Katan Gimel that although we do paskin like Rami Bar Chama, and that's the basis for Sif Aleph, this second Sif, which describes two people lifting the item at the same time and becoming partners in it, says the Gra, Afilu Rava Moda Ki Hai Gavna. Even Rava would agree in such a case, because in such a case, the person is party to the acquisition, he's becoming a partner, and therefore he's able to affect even on behalf of somebody else. Again, we don't require that. We are able to acquire something on behalf of somebody else, even if the person who's lifting it up is not acquiring it at all for himself, not even for a share in it, totally for somebody else, and the kinyan will work. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.